The venues were pretty mixed.
They were. On the one hand, I had the very elegant playing for the Belgian embassy in Warsaw and the ambassador who had invited us. And on the other hand, we were there for World Music Day, which was the first day of summer.
Was that a coincidence? Did you just time it that way?
Yeah, we did plan to be there. Yeah. This group that we work with had asked us to be there, and they're used to doing things that are fairly outlandish. But every time we go, they sort of top themselves. Yeah. So this time what happened was I was actually on what they referred to as a potato cart, and it was pulled by people. It wasn't motorized, and there was this grand piano bungee corded onto this platform, and I and some other pianists played as well, but we were pulled through the streets of Warsaw, and it was just to literally bring the music to the people. So I began playing the Raindrop Prelude, which is one of my favorite pieces, and we had friends there who had a camera, and they seemed to indicate there was a motorcade coming. I should let Wendell tell the story, because I was busy playing the piano.
We were just maybe 50 yards down the road from the presidential palace in front of the Church of the Holy Cross, and a motorcade was coming down the street, and this friend of ours, he started saying, "The president's coming, the president's coming."
Nice.
And so we're all getting ready to see the president of Poland. We thought this would be great, you know, see what the president looks like and wave. So this motorcade comes down the street, and the black Mercedes, the window comes down, and a guy leans out and starts to wave, and it's Paul McCartney.
And now, Pam, that didn't have any meaning for you at all, right? You didn't know who this guy was.
No, I guess I'm one of my aspects of fame as a classical pianist is that I was completely steeped in the Beatles and much popular music when I was growing up. So this is one of my all-time musical heroes, Paul McCartney and the Beatles. So he's right up there like Chopin for me. And I kept thinking about the synchronicity or the coincidence of the fact that I was not only playing this composer that I love on this important day, but here is this icon of music who did not have to roll down his window driving by. He was playing a gig that night at the big stadium. The Beatles had never played in Poland. It also was his 71st birthday. And he drove by, leaned out with his million-dollar smile, waved, and then gave me a thumbs up. And our friends went crazy, and our good friend Tomek Kwiatkowski, a photographer, was there and caught the action. So this has fundamentally changed the way I view everything since that Paul McCartney moment.
You look at life through rose-colored glasses.
Yes.